I speak English a little, and I understand you a little too. I will read my text, but I will try to do this with emotion. Hello, everyone. My name is Irina Smirnova. It's nice to see you here with us. And my intention is to show the role of our institute for Russia Business Society and to share the information about the program which helps leaders to develop action logics and integrate it in their work. It's me, and I'm a coach and consultant and facilitator of development of organization development sessions. And I'm a leader of the program Vertical Development Leadership. We call Leader Strategist. It's our program. It's our institute. And our institute is more than 50 years old. We are a consulting company. And we have clients both in Russia and abroad. We specialize on executive and business owners trainings and development of leader skills. Our mission is to reveal the beauty of the present moment in the business. The basic principle of our work is to develop somebody or something through inside-out process. And we teach only the things that we embodied ourselves. It's impossible to treat people if you are unhealthy, as well as donate for charity when you are broken. Our goal is to give the opportunity to come through transformations and reach a different level of self-consciousness. It means a lot of work, consulting, trainings, and deep transformational experience, shadow work, vision quest, retreats, and also leader strategist program. Our team is not very big, we are 12, and here I'm with my colleagues, Jana Melville and Filip Guzinyuk. I think that's all. About our program. Our program is the response to our clients' inquiries that were challenging and demanding for them. These challenges brought them to understanding of a need in transformation of themselves and their businesses. Forum in the group, we had a criteria consist of three issues. Participant must have that sort of challenge, transformation challenge. He is ready to work on his personality, and he is in the status of a business owner or abroad and able to influence his company's policy and staff. In the base of the program, there is an archetypical story of the hero described by Joseph Campbell, and the theory of vertical development leadership. The reason for our choice list is necessity of transformation or activation of leaders' current logic development, because their challenging is business and other spheres were behind it. And transformation comes through the stages, so-called of archetypical story of the hero, steadily following his steps. Here you can see a map of the program, where events and formats are presented. The key stages of our hero's traveling took places at open air as a retreat. Modules supporting point, mobilization, shadow work, crisis, gift of power, integration. Consists of individual and group practice dedicated to a certain topic within retreats. During the program, we visited Armenia, Finland, Latvia, and also went through Russia, for example, Baikal, and so on. Within our program, we introduced our leaders to other businesses, including international, where money issues are not at first place already. For example, we visited Mr. Krivenko, the owner of Russia Teal Company, Vkusvil, Mr. Renardus Goda, the owner of Tegra, Litva, director of United World College Dilijan in Armenia, and the owner of Eco-Village Amatsims in Latvia. All the leaders told us their own story of traveling of the hero, described the ways of running companies, their structures, and culture aspects. It was an unforgettable experience, and our business owners said, cool. There were monthly body meetings between modules. Each body meetings group consists of six people who help each other to solve business problems, share their experience, and give support. They represent allies in Campbell's theory. One list go. In addition, our participants had individual sessions with their coach and psychotherapists. In the beginning and at the end of the program, participants filled LDP, Leader Development Profile, which helped us to issue their action logic in dynamic during the year. It's my guys. It's Philip Gozinyuk. According to our statistics, at the beginning, our 11 leaders were 1 late expert, 11 achievers, 3 late achievers, and 3 individualists. And today, I would like to focus on transitions from achiever to individualist, as it's important for our major target audience. This transition was quite complicated for them and hardly possible to overcome in their own. And here are some difficulties they had to face. Fear of failure, and they ask, what will happen if I follow my interest and my inner voice, or will take a pause? Will I stop being successful? And second, fear to see reality. They will see their a real face, and it's not always pleasant. For instance, quality of relations with colleagues or family members is far from perfect, or healthy problems, and so on. And third, no more motivation to achieve. Formal goals don't inspire anymore. One more house doesn't make them happy anymore. Let me introduce you Denise, and 3 stories about Denise. Denise is the owner of a plant producing stuff they wrote construction. He wanted to find his new role in his company. I've chosen Denise's story for a deeper concentration because he is the owner of the company, a typical representative of the target audience in our program. His story is quite typical. He left all the duties of managing the company to his operation director. And when he decided to get back to business, he understood it was doing well without his impact. He questioned himself who he was in his company, what is his role, and how to be a director now. At present, he has returned to his company as a director and strategist. Staff development became important to him, and he feels that he is a part of their team. How he managed to do it? There was a complex of factors. Starting point of these challenges was a board meeting. The group was working on the Denis's request about his role in his enterprise. The boardings noticed the manner of how he speaks, with low voice and with a lack of self-confidence. The group provoked his thinking, and he got the insight that he is the owner and he had been running his business for 20 years. Summarize what factors influence of his progress. Firstly, the group consists of the people having the same society class and position. They respect each other and are ready to listen. Secondly, the presence of a facilitator, a person who manages and controls the whole process and creates trusting environment and takes care about atmosphere to give opportunity for the participants to accept feedback from their colleagues. And thirdly, the process has a particular format and structure, allowing to give eco-feedback. For Denis, this process results in the change of his mentality. One important element appeared, himself. Thus, the Denis's problems was solved. But it's not finished. It's not the end. The difficulty of such a transition from achiever to individualist is that the person is supposed to follow his interest and be a real part of society at the same time. Denis was interested in healthy food. When was module 2, Denis got insight to integrate his interest of healthy food into business project. There was one more thing to be done, to find a form which reflects the combination. And this form was found by guided visualization, Hellinger's constellation, and other practices used on our retreats. Now in Samara, where Denis lives, it's name of town, he is opening an eco-restaurant, and another two are in project. The main factor here is that the object itself is not his main goal. What matters here is the sense for whom is this restaurant and what is the essence of this place. These objectives highlight revealing individualist action logic. In module 3, we work with a shadow. At this stage, most participants start to think about their families, and Denis is not an exception. He started to consider his family as a project, not less important than a business one. Relationships in the family became warmer, and its quality changed completely. Face-to-face work with the consultant and group feedback sessions had a great impact on managing that. The main thing for our participants is to get results like that, to get desired quality of life and work, find new sense in life, find answers to questions they have been looking for so long. They realized, released capsuled energy and began to breathe normally, even in a touch situation. In other words, they became alive. External changes followed, but it turned other following. Three new directions opened. Three another projects were closed. Eight top management teams were rebuilt. The profit of the businesses increased in two companies. Flexible management method applied in three companies, and so on. Here in the slide, you can see our photos from our process. It was very interesting. I don't know, in English, shaman. Shaman place in Latvia. What? 3 minutes? Okay. By the end of the program, we had 14 participants out of 18. Four leaders fell out for several reasons. Some solved all their problems in the beginning. Some were not ready to take part in meditations or body practice. Some were not able to accept feedback from the group. And it's our results. It's from late expert to achiever one, achiever late, achiever three, and so on. And one achiever to achiever, individualist to individualist, and one didn't do LDP. I don't know who is. It's our results. Mix of action logics in group of participants with equal status, a team of professionals with higher action logic, individualists, strategists, and alchemists, integration and contribution to relationship between participants and consultants, dynamic meetings and different working formats, attention to choice of venues, and also building bridges from consciousness to real-life changes through face-to-face and body meetings. All these aspects help us to work of our participants in integral way. In April, we gave a start to our new program, and also this year, we have a wide range of events, scale and format, from individual work to international forums for our clients and their teams. We guide of leaders through the program and practice of development to make them able to form the economy of stable development and good business environment. We advance leader skills and so-called meta skills to create a new part of society, able to apply these ideas and pass them future. It becomes infections. Our leaders are examples to follow for the rest of our society, showing the way to recovery and prosperity. I'm finished, and it's our contact. And if you want to ask me, write, please.